This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's Republican clerk and recorder Tina Peters says she is entering the race for Colorado Secretary of State. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Peters made the announcement on the podcast Steve Bannon's War Room. If Peters wins the GOP primary, she could face off against Democrat Jenna Griswold, whose office has been pursuing an election security breach case against her for months.
As your next Secretary of State, I will strengthen checks and balances by following the Colorado Constitution and restoring public trust.
A grand jury is currently investigating potential criminal charges against Peters for election tampering and official misconduct. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado regulators have renewed an air pollution permit for the state's only oil and gas refinery. CPR Sam Brash reports that has angered environmental justice advocates.
Suncor owns the Commerce City facility north of Denver. Regulators allowed it to operate with an expired permit for more than a decade. After repeated pollution violations, many residents wanted the state to refuse to issue a new one and shut the facility down. Colorado regulators say they don't have the authority to do that. Last week, they submitted an updated permit to the EPA. It includes tougher pollution limits and new air monitoring requirements. The EPA has 45 days to review the permit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Suncor is a financial supporter of CPR News. Colorado's COVID numbers are falling, but rates are still somewhat elevated. The positivity rate fell below 8% Monday. A month ago, that was close to 30%. COVID-19 hospitalizations fell to just over 700, the lowest number since August. Omicron drove the wave in January, and State Lab Director Emily Travanti says it still dominates.
We have seen some signatures of that BA.2 subvariant of Omicron here in Colorado, but it's been a very minor contributor and we have not seen it take off the way it has in Denmark.
Despite the improvement, health officials say transmission is still higher than the 5% goal. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.